Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
There's no purpose in teaching anybody who don't really want to learn, who really don't want to get to it. Everybody want to play entrepreneur. They don't want the sacrifice that come with this shit.
Truly. Late nights, early mornings.
You're going to lose friends, lose girlfriends. Family going to call you crazy, not going to believe in you. Then you make it, and then everybody going to be like, I'm proud of you. Let me get some money.
What I've realized that wealthy people understand, and people in general, is the small concepts that you can apply to get wealthy. You don't got to be super smart and got to know all the intricacies of real estate or taxes or e-commerce or whatever, trucking, whatever
it is. It's good if you want to be rich in that business, but you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know everything. You just need to know small, basic concepts. Mm-hmm. And one of the smallest basic concepts that anybody can understand is get money by income. Get money, buy more money.
I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas laying brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gonna break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second, I can waste some good food on plate.
What's good, wealthy people? It is your boy, David Bellard, 1/4 of the Black Wealth Renaissance team. One of the founders, leaders, whatever you want to call it. Man, we got another great installment of the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast for you today. And before we get into it, before I introduce my brother and the guest, got to make sure y'all like, rate, comment, subscribe, leave a review. Make sure that y'all continue to push this message out there to the people. As mentioned, man, I'm here with my brothers from another Jalen Clark. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing amazing. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm a little bit off the tequila.
Tequila.
I am lit. So this episode's about to be fire. I'm really great. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little hungry as well, though.
Yeah. We've been pied, dog.
But yeah, we have been pied our ass off. So I'm actually great. How about you, bro?
Man, I'm doing pretty well. Like I said, we just in here. It's another day in Dallas, Texas. I've been drinking the tequila too. I'm up. I'm awake. And I'm excited for this episode. It's a brother we've been connected with on and off the net. Well, on the net for a while. And we finally made a connection off the net yesterday at our event in Dallas, Texas, Black Wealth Now.
If you wasn't there,
you played yourself.
Fucking up.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, you played yourself. I'm telling you, you played yourself. And as mentioned, man, our guest today, he is a man out here educating people on getting to the bag and building wealth through real estate
in one of the quote unquote hardest markets.
Now, in one of the hardest, the most expensive markets for damn sure. The founder of Living Rent Free, Mr. Mark Jones.
What's up, you guys? Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. We've been connected for a while. David, Jalen, just behind connecting with David. When I first started my brand, the first people or first person that was a big brand that supported me was David by sharing the message.
Damn, I ain't even remember things.
Yeah, man. And so Now we chilling here, sipping tequila, about to talk real estate, building wealth. And I'm excited to be here, man. So thank you guys for having me.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
I'm so happy this shit could come full circle.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
You were the first one, man. I'm like, what is this page reposting me? And, you know, it was just something that was speaking
Black
to our
Wealth
people.
Movement?
Yeah. Black Wealth Movement.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I didn't even know about Black Wealth Renaissance. I figured that out through David's page, Black Wealth Movement. And then it just was history from there, man. So you guys are doing some amazing things yourself. So
I appreciate that, bro. Definitely. And it goes to speak just the reason of sharing in the first place, you're providing value. And that's what I know you can do. Just like explaining your story and getting into really how to build wealth through real estate. So, Mark, for the people who don't know you, could you please give them an introduction to yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Mark Jones, as they already said, founder of Living Rent Free, born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm a real estate investor. Online entrepreneur, realtor, you can say a lot of different things to describe me, but the key in starting a brand was I struggled to build wealth. I was trying to figure out how can I get ahead in LA, one of the most expensive markets, and make it work, right? And make shit shake, if I can say that.
Yeah.
And so when I figured it out and I kind of cracked the code buying a triplex in the Inglewood area in Los Angeles, which is an up and coming booming area, I said, I got to share this with everybody, especially Black people. I got to share this. So, that was a movement. I started Living Rent Free, and I just started off just providing value and creating content to give people game that they can apply and change their lives. And it just grew from there, man. So, that's it.
So, Mark, can you take us through your journey, right? How old are you right now, my brother?
32.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like? Looking at like, oh, I want to buy here, but damn, it's expensive as hell. What was that process like of finding that real estate property that fit everything, checked off the boxes, and you were actually able to close on it?
Jalen, man, it was hard as hell. And honestly, it started off sooner than that. It started off like 10 years ago. My real estate journey started off like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from school. Mm-hmm. And I did everything I was told. You know what I mean? I went to school, got my degree. I started working as a professional, quote unquote, making my money. But I wasn't making no progress. I wasn't getting ahead. I couldn't stack. I didn't know about like real estate investing. I didn't know about stocks. Now we got all these, you know, Black Wealth Renaissance podcast brands teaching us. But 10 years ago, I didn't have that. And my biggest bill was rent. Mm. So I said, if I could get rid of this rent every month, I could stack. I could get ahead. So I'm like, how am I going to figure out how to get rid of the rent? And that's when Living Rent Free came about. I was talking to my pops. My pops always was like interested in real estate, put me on the real estate. He owned real estate in L.A., Ballin Hills, different parts of L.A. He owned multifamily in L.A. as well. Mm-hmm. My dad, just to clear things up, though, put it out there, my dad was a drug dealer. So he didn't graduate from high school. He was put out on the street when he was young, and so he had to come up and figure it out. He got into selling drugs, selling cocaine, trafficking, became a distributor. But he put some of his profits into real estate. He used to teach me about real estate. So he said, look, why don't you buy a property instead of blowing your money on rent? Bought my first property using FHA, very little down. That's a program where it's called Federal Housing Association, or Federal Housing Administration, I should say, where you can put down 3.5% and you can control an asset with only 3.5% down. So where I was living at the time, they didn't have a bunch of multifamily properties. So I bought a single family property and I rented out the rooms. So that was my initial start, actually finding a property. And back then, all I wanted to do was to live rent free. I wanted my mortgage to be paid for, my taxes, my insurance to be covered. And if that was covered, I was Gucci. I didn't mind paying the landscaper or cutting the grass myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind, you know, splitting the utilities with them, the little extra expenses, the maintenance and repairs. I was like, I'm still getting ahead because I'm in LA County and I'm not paying rent. I'm Gucci. So that's how I started. But the new triplex, it was like another level. So I could talk about that too, but I just wanted to say how it started.
Okay. So you go, you buy your first property. What was it? A 3-2?
It was like a 3-2. Yep. It was 3-2. That's exactly right. Yep.
Did you rent out both of the additional
Come
rooms?
Or? Yeah, I had to. I was in the master. So if I had a, you know, shorty over, whatever, I sat the master so I could still have my master. But I rented out the two single bedrooms to, it was an engineer. It was a white girl. It was an engineer. It was my first one. And a brother who worked in aerospace, young dude. Crazy thing was, he saw my library, he saw what I was doing. He said, I'm trying to get on, I'm trying to get like you. And he bought a property when he moved out.
That's hard.
After I put him on. Yeah, he was the first one that I saw apply it. And I'm like, wow, like younger dude, he's listening to me. I think I was like 24, he was like 21, 22. he bought a bigger house. He bought like a 5-6 bedroom and started cash flowing crazy off the 5-6 bedroom. And
bought it with FHA too?
FHA. He ran a play. Damn. He ran a play. I told him, it's this funny thing too. I told him, look, you can eat some of my food. You can walk through the hallways. Y'all can make noise. The one rule y'all can never break, don't touch my fucking library. Do not go through my books. Because the books saved me. Knowledge got me out of poverty. Knowledge got me to being able to buy the property. And I don't want nobody to touch my books. But it was like an open library. It was like a glass door. So he would go and read the titles. He's like, man, you own this, man. You building wealth. I'm trying to get in your position. I said, no, I'm cooling, bro. I'm just chilling. He said, nah, man. Nah, come on, you, be real. You ain't going for that one. He's like, come on, give me the game, man. Give me the game. So I was like, look, you seem serious. So I put him on. And yeah, bro, now I think he bought like a 4-unit after that, too. He bought a 4-unit after the single family property because he kept stacking. And he just kept growing from there, man. So yeah, it was a 3-2. I'm sorry, I'm going off on tangents.
Oh, no, you're good.
But it was a 3-2.
How long were you in that property?
So I was in that property, I think, for a year or two. Like a year or two of stacking. And the mortgage was about like $1,000 or like $1,100.
Oh, that's still not bad.
Yeah.
And what year? So 10 years ago.
So this was like, I got interested in real estate in 10 years ago when I was 22, but I didn't pull the trigger. That's another thing. People procrastinate. Mm-hmm. You learn about real estate. You have people around you that are teaching you about real estate, but you don't make a move until years later. So I got into it at like 22. I was interested. I was going to pull the trigger. Didn't jump into the game until I was like 24. So this is 2014. Mm-hmm. I think I closed on the property, stayed until like 2016. And then I rented it out and turned into a total pure rental property.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
So that's the timeline with that property.
Gotcha. Yeah. So whenever you got your first property, stacked your bread.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
What was the next play after that? So did you move out and go back to renting, or what was the move?
So this was the play, man. It was honestly, this is something that I give people. Like, you always have to have a plan, because I didn't have a plan. My first plan was just to live rent free. But I started blowing it on hotels, traveling with young women I was dating, eating out. I wasn't stacking money like I should have been. Mm-hmm. I was spending it because I'm like, I'm enjoying life. That went on for a few months, and I realized, no, let me start stacking. So I started stacking. But I was trying to figure out how to get to L.A. because I was in a suburb of L.A. This mm-hmm. is L.A. County. So L.A. County is kind of like out here. You have Dallas, you have North Dallas, you have Mesquite, you have the different suburbs. So I was in a suburb. So I moved out and I moved in with my fam in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I'm like, they like, you already own property. Why don't you go rent? I'm like, I want to take down a multifamily here in L.A. That's my next play. So
hey, that's major, because most people, you own property, most people not going to live with their people.
Hell no.
It's tough, man. I made the sacrifice, bro. I saw what it was. Let me tell you this. I bought the property, and in 2 years, it went up in value $100,000. And so seeing that, even if you got a good job, most people are not saving $50,000 a year after taxes.
Mm-mm. That's facts.
Stacking $50,000 a year after taxes. And here's a gem. If you live in a property, a primary residence, and you sell the property, say it goes up in value $100,000, and you profit 80 after expenses, or 60 or 70, whatever it is, you don't have to pay capital gains tax. The government incentivizes. We were talking about that at the event last night. the government incentivizes real estate investors and they want people to buy real estate. So you don't have to pay capital gains tax if you're living in your primary residence and you've been living there for two of the last 5 years. So I lived there for that 2 year period. So if I were to sell, I could profit off that and just pure capital gains. I mean, pure without capital gains. So
without having to do like a 1031?
No 1031. It's like a lot of people know about the 1031. People don't know about this one where if you lived in it, primary residence, sales a duplex, triplex, four unit, whatever, or single family, and you sell it, you don't have to pay capital gains tax because it's your primary residence.
That's hard.
It's soup. It's cold blooded. Shout out to Uncle Sam. We appreciate you. So, yeah. So, but yeah, but to fast forward to how I got into the multifamily, I'm like, if I could do this in a suburb and my property goes up in value in 2 years, what could I do if I'm in LA proper? If I'm near the Staples Center, if I'm near where Kobe played, or if I'm near where the Olympics is going to be at, if I'm near the beach. And I couldn't figure it out, man. It was too expensive. I was looking in tough markets, but I met this young lady that owned 2 4 units and she was my age. And it blew my mind because I was about to leverage the first property and buy 2 more out of
single family.
You already got me 2 more single family, rent out the rooms, the same play. But I was on the phone with her. She worked at a brokerage. And she's like, we're going to help you do that. We're going to help you run that play if that's what you want to do. But you told me that you're interested in multifamily. I own 2 4 units. So if you want to run the 4 unit thing, I can share. So I'm like, you own 2 4 units. I think she was like 26 at the time. It was 2016. I was 26. She's my age. She's 26. She owns 2. That's 8 units in LA. Now she's a multimillionaire. She owns 20 units in LA now. We still in contact. But she taught me how to do it, man. I pulled it off. I bought the triplex, and the rest been history, man. It's gone up in value almost $400,000 since I bought it, and it's only been a couple of years, man.
So did you use the FHA on both of the properties?
So what I had to do was I discovered this program, and I've been going crazy about it. And I know now it's well known because I think everybody's talking about it now. But when I first came on the scene, I didn't see a lot of people talk about it. It was NACA program.
You use NACA as well?
I use NACA, bro. So this is the thing. So you only have to put down 3.5% FHA, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to use there's closing costs. There's reserves. So in LA, on $1 million property, excuse me, hitting the mic. In LA, say you get $1 million property, you need between closing costs and down payment, that's like $55,000. So it's $55,000 plus you need 6 months of reserves. If the property is a 4 unit and it's $1 million property and the mortgage is $6,000, 6 times 6 is 36. So between the $55,000 and the $36,000, you almost need $100,000. You need like 80 something grand. And so I'm looking at it like, okay, it sounds good. You can do FHA and just get in. And I talked to the homegirl that owned 2 units. She's like, oh, just ask the family for that. And I'm like, I ain't got that shit.
I don't think that's going to happen like that.
I don't know why. And so she comes from I think she's like part Jewish and half Creole or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Jewish people. They got it.
Different. They got the money. And so I just told her, I was like, I ain't got it like that, whatever. But what I did was I sold the first property because I was like, you know what? I realized sometimes we hold on to peanuts and we don't want to let go to go grab gold.
You speaking heavy right now. Come on, run that back for him.
Sometimes we're gripping and holding on to peanuts and afraid to let go so we can get gold. And I realized that. I said, damn, I'm holding on to this single family up in the suburbs when I can own a multifamily in LA and keep growing as an investor. So I sold it. No capital gains tax. Profited like a little over $60,000. You got to pay your agents, both sides, mm-hmm. closing costs, all that, right? So I profited, but I pocketed it because I used NACA, which is no down payment, no closing costs. So with no down payment, no closing costs, everything just went to the bank.
I got a question with NACA because mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my coworkers about it. They stated that they put some type of 20-year whole mortgage or something on it.
Wait, 20-year hold or 20-year mortgage? 20-year
mortgage. Like,
okay, hold on the mortgage?
Yeah, like, okay, it was like, shit.
You can't
like
refinance out of it?
Like a lien.
Yeah, some type
like
of lien on it.
So I think this is the thing, too. It's a lot of misinformation out on the NACA program. So I like to clarify, there is a $25,000 lien.
Okay.
And they were talking about that last night, how there's loans where 100% finance, zero down, but you have to live there, excuse me. You have to live there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
With NACA, they put a lien for 5 years on the property. They want you to stay there for 5 years. And what that means is, doesn't mean you can't sell the property. You can sell the property with no issues. But if you're trying to do a cash out refinance, if you're trying to do a refinance or you're trying to do a home equity line of credit, and what that is that all those things raise up your mortgage payment. They're a Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. They are a community development organization. They're investing in Black, Latino, lower income neighborhoods, and they don't want us to lose our homes. So they're saying, if you're going to be refinancing this, we have to approve it first.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I know? I've actually taken money out of my triplex because it went up 400 grand. Never let your equity sit dead. If you have equity in your property, you want to wisely, carefully, and prudently leverage that equity and buy more real estate. And what you invest in has to give you more money than it's costing you, the debt.
Mm.
That's wise use of leverage. You don't want to be over leveraged, but you want to use a wise usage of the debt. So I tapped into it, and I thought it was a 3-year lien. So I thought I was clear. It's been like, I think it's just hit 3 years this summer. But they were like, nah, that's a 5-year lien. Like, you gotta go through us. So that's the lien. But I have friends that have sold their 4 units after a couple of years. They don't take any money away. Okay. You can sell it, it's no problem. But in terms of cash out refinance, or HELOC, there's a lien on it.
So you can sell, but you can't use the leverage strategies.
If you use it, they have to approve it. And what it is they only have, and I'm going to tell y'all, you always got to be careful with certain things, especially when it's recorded, right? But like, there's two ways that they allow you to leverage and refinance and pull money out. You can do it for home improvement, or you can do it for education. After you pull the money out, they're not knocking to see if you're going to Louisiana State. They're not knocking to seeing if you renovated the home. They don't do like FHA 203K where they come and they want you to double check and they check everything. I'll send an inspector. They're not doing that, but they make you go through a budget and make sure you can afford the new payment because the payment is going up. But once you can afford, you prove that, they'll give you the clear. You can go get the refinance, go get the home equity line of credit, and use that money for education and for renovating the property. But they don't check what you're using it for. But once you get that approval, you can go and use education and renovation. That's it.
I got you. Okay. Like my boy Andre Haynes said, they ain't got no damn NACA patrol running around here going knock on your door, man. Them niggas not coming check.
They don't have the resources, man. There's no FHA police.
Take the workload.
they're disorganized. It's a nonprofit. But I always say publicly and privately, I don't recommend mortgage fraud. I don't recommend any type of shady behavior. But he's right. What Andre said, they don't have those resources. So you want to follow the rules, but rules are meant to be...
they're malleable.
There you go.
We ain't going to say broken. Just a little malleable.
And so use it wisely. You know, do things wisely. So you can use it in leverage still. And you can sell. You could profit. Like one of my homegirls from college, her property went up in value like 880 grand in a couple years. This is LA, bro. This LA, it's cold blooded out here. It's cold blooded, and she sold it, cashed out, and she just bought property in Ohio, rental property. So
she bought a whole lot of property,
bro. She ran it up, man. I think she owns like 12 units out there, something like that. And now she's getting crazy cash flow from the Cleveland market, which we know is really cheap and it's high in cash flow. So people look at the program and it's like, oh, you have to stay there. Oh, you got these liens. You can still use it to build wealth. And especially with equity. Remember what I said? My property went up in value 100 grand in 2 years. This other property in LA, 400 grand in 2.5 years.
That's the triplex.
Triplex, 300 grand in 2 years.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile, unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer, new customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line, tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
400 grand in 2.5 years. You're not going nowhere. I made a lot of money last year. Ain't no way I'm saving 150, 200, 300 grand in a year or two. Even if you're making 200, 300, 400, 500, it's hard.
Yeah.
You going out drinking, you spending money, you investing money.
I'm taking trips.
You're not going to turn around at the end of the year and you got this equity stack like that. You got to invest in stocks and they're going to turn around like that. But real estate will, and you can leverage it, you could grow. And people get kind of caught up in just a little cash flow that's coming through. They're like, why do I make this investment? There's faster money. But long term, it's bulletproof.
No equity appreciation like real estate.
None of that, man. So you gotta have that, man. That's how you get rich, bro. $500,000 in 2 years?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't beat that shit.
Think about this. In 20 years, in 30 years, it's paid off. It's over there by the stadium, the SoFi Stadium, Rams, Chargers, all that. That's where the Super Bowl was. Mm-hmm. My property's on the same street. It's on Manchester, where the Super Bowl was. So saying 30 years, that's paid off. I'm renting that out 10 grand a month, and it's worth $3 mil when I bought it under a mil. You said, bro. So people just got to realize you can make one good decision in your 20s and your 30s, and you'll be set in your 50s and your 60s. So, man.
Do you still live there?
You have to. Okay. So right now I'm in Dallas. But I'm house hacking it. So I live in one unit. But you know, I travel, man. So sometimes I sublease it. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up the different words. Sometimes I sublease it. I'm being transparent, man. So sometimes I'll sublease it to travel nurses. They have a 3 month period, but it's still my primary residence. So okay, I follow the guidelines, follow the rules. But nothing says you can't go and travel if that's a part of your work or school. Like, I'm going to Finland next week. I go to UCLA. So I'm doing Finland, going to Europe. So I'm renting it out to travel nurse while I'm traveling. So that's totally within the guidelines. That's cool.
Dope. Yeah. I'm glad you're putting that out there, man. Yeah. So, Mark, could you walk us through the numbers on that deal? I know you sold the other house so you could go ahead and buy the triplex.
Yep.
What was the you got it through NACA.
Purchase price.
Yeah, so what was the purchase price?
I can run some numbers. So I bought it at 640. This is in 2019. Interest rate was 2%. That's another benefit of NACA, is that before the interest rates were crazy low during COVID, I got 2% already. Even 2 now for the COVID people, they're all, I got 2.7, I got 2.8, I got 3. 2 is cold-blooded, but why that's important is that I use negotiation strategies to get the seller to buy down the interest rate. So I think he gave me like 18 or 20 grand towards interest rate buy down. So that kept my mortgage low.
What incentivizes a seller to do that?
Good question. So I think when you're going into a deal, you want to keep your offer clean and pretty, like Kelly Rowland. So you don't.
That's
a pretty awful.
Beautiful lady.
So you don't want to. You don't want to ask for a bunch of concessions up front. You want to ask for a bunch of negotiation, you know, propositions up front. You want to wait till you have leverage. So once you're deep in a deal, you do inspections. They come back, and the seller is motivated. You can say, "Hey, look, it's termites. It's the foundation has some issues. The roof is a little bit old. I'm gonna have to replace it. I need a credit. I need money back." And you have to see, my seller was doing a 1031 exchange. So they were on the hook. They had to find another property. It's within a certain amount of time before we close. You have to find a motivated seller that's willing to give you that leeway. So to answer your question, they have to be motivated and you have to understand it. You can ask them, why are you selling? A lot of people don't think they'll give you an answer. People will tell you why they're selling. So you can just ask them.
Okay. So, yeah, sorry to deviate you from the actual numbers you're going into.
Yeah, we can do it naturally.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, so 640. The mortgage, because it's like 2%, was around like $3,000. What attracted me to the property was that each unit was being rented for close to $1,500.
So
yeah, and that's low. That's low in LA. And the reason is that
still, that's two units. That's your mortgage,
my man. And so I'm living rent free. And so when I calculate, I'm like, all right, I'm paying the water, right? Because landlords in LA, they have to pay the water, right? But the other utilities, they're paying it. I'm paying $70 a month, $60 a month for landscaping. I could do the landscaping, but I pay them to do it. I'm living in a triplex, Inglewood area, off Manchester, and I'm paying, you know, $200 all expenses, $300, $400, whatever the number is, all expenses.
Can't beat that.
I can't beat it. And I'm up $200, $300, $400 grand in a couple years. It's an appreciation market in California. Right now, I'm working on a 14 unit. We're going to be closing towards the end of this month. And that's a cash flow play. This is in Pittsburgh. So the numbers are way different on that one. It's going to be like a 14, 15% cash on cash return. So that means if you invest $100,000, if you invest $100,000, you get $15,000 per year, you know, in the cash flow. So that one's a lot different, but it's not appreciation market. So I'm looking for pure cash flow there. So you just have to kind of see it. So the way
I'm glad
you're
breaking down that distinction between the two, though, like an appreciation market versus a cash flow market. Like, because then whenever you're talking about LA, people kind of shied away from some of these deals because they're not getting the cash flow that they would like.
And you're not going to get the cash flow. I talked to a lot of my clients and my students. So just to be clear, we're living rent free. My students buy all across America. So they're buying in Louisiana. They're buying in Dallas. They're buying all every state basically. But people are attracted to me because they know I'm in LA and it works, and I make it work in LA. But I always tell them, remember, you're buying for appreciation. You're about to get rich off the appreciation in the short to medium to long term. But you may have to pay $500 a month. You may be paying $1,000 a month. But in LA, $1,000 a month to own a triplex, own a four unit, you winning. That's solid. As long as you're not in the deepest of hoods, you good. You're straight if you're in a safe area and you're paying that much. So some of my clients pay like $1,500. One of my clients bought in Inglewood as well, paying like $1,800. It's a couple, so between the two of them, like $900. It's solid, bro. They're killing it. And so I just think people just have to keep it in mind is that with multifamily in LA, your appreciation market is going to be different. So, yeah.
For sure. So, Mark, bro, you got this deal out there in Pittsburgh that you said you're working on. The deal there, are you using the equity from the California property that appreciated $400 in the past couple of years?
Yeah, so it's a combination of money that I've stacked. And I just want to say this, too. If you're a young, I like to speak to the men. Because
hey, man,
Talk to them. Yeah, we need brothers out there. If you're getting money, stack your money. Live beneath your means. Mm-hmm. And stack like your life depends on it. And those that are meant for you and to go with that journey, they'll understand you. Because people try to clown and, you know, they want us to flex and flaunt. Man, I live on like 30% of or less of my income and stack 70% of my income. And income is like hot on the higher side. So to stack 70% on the higher side of the income, it's like incredible. So the whole point in saying that is just make sure you stack your money, because in 5 years, 10 years, the people who've been investing and they got $10,000 a month in cash flow, they got $8,000 a month in cash flow, passive, they're the ones who are really going to be stunned, flossing, living free, traveling, doing whatever they want, spend time with their daughter, children, family, wives. So a lot of the money is money that I stacked just from investment, from my from following like Earn Your Leisure, my Ian, the Master Investor, my own business, closing deals in LA, and then some of it is from the equity and the asset. Yep. So
gotcha.
All in, it's like I think I'm putting down like it's like 140. The numbers on that is a $715,000 deal, 14 units. It's 1 6 unit, 2 triplexes, and a duplex. The down payment's like $140,000. And then like hard and soft costs is like $50,000. So like
almost this is like a package deal that you're buying?
Portfolio deal.
I got you. That's dope. Yeah. And I'm glad you were talking about, you know, the actual stacking your money and being a high income earner. So
hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's the other side of your business? I know you're a realtor. Is that where you're making a lot of your money from?
So you say like stacking the money. I just want to say this again. I'm sorry. I want to reiterate it. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep. Mm-hmm. So I got a homeboy. I have online business. So I teach people. When I say my students, I have classes and I teach people how to invest in real estate with Living Rent Free. That's my online business. And membership groups as well, where we meet. I coach people, whatever. And then I have my realtor business where I help people close multifamily properties in Los Angeles. But I have homies that make a lot of money. And I say, do you have $30,000 stack? You have $50,000 stack? You have $60,000? Do you have $100,000 stack? Liquid. You got more followers than dollars, like Drake said. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees you on social media. You in Amsterdam and you the man. But between me and you, I got to tell you, you slipping. You got to stack your money. And so I just want to reiterate that. But those are the two businesses, bro. And also I did some speaking engagements because of the brand. But that's like a few thousand I think I made like $5,000-$6,000 or something like that. So it's not that much.
I'm glad you mentioned like, you know, the 100K. Because I remember you going on a campaign last year, or was it year before last? You was like, 100K in the brokerage account. Yeah. Are you bullshit?
Yeah. Liquid,
so,
man.
Yeah. So like, speak to like, what was that thought process with that? And what was it like reaching that milestone?
So you know who put me onto it? Like, I think I heard it first through, his name is Gerald Peters. He's a white dude. He's in Texas too. I think he's in Houston. But he was the first one. He was like, if you're 30 years old and you don't have 100K put up, you've been bullshitting. What you been doing for the last 10 years?
This just in. Breathing oxygen is linked to staying alive. And today's top story, if you like drinks, you're going to love Drizly. Drizly is the number one app for alcohol delivery, where you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits and get them all delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. Sources say that it all can be done on the Drizly app or on drizly.com. That's drizly.com. Back to you, Tom.
I got real estate. So I'm like, okay, I got my net worth is cool. You know, something strike me when he said, do you have 100K just stacked? But I didn't act on it. And then COVID hit. And Xavier was saying, I used to think that like 20 grand put up, 30 grand put up was good to take advantage of opportunities. But then he said, I realized it wasn't enough. You need at least 100 grand. And when I saw him say that on the timeline, stacked, just in your savings account, just stacked up. So I'm like, fuck. After he said that, I said, I'm going on a campaign. I posted on Twitter. But I was going to put it in a brokerage account because I understood that the stocks were riding up. So it was going to push me beyond 100.
Yeah.
So that's where the brokerage account thing came. But this my boy Steven Story challenged me. He said, I bet I could beat you. I bet I can get to the 100 grand before you. For the record, I beat him. I got there 6 weeks. I beat him for the record. But he inspired me. So what the journey was like, we met like every other day. And I never met him in person. He came out to LA and we met. But we met like every other day. We were talking, texting, inspiring each other. Yo, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Where you at? Where your number's at? And we got there. I got there in a short period, man. But to be honest, I had a little cushion already. So I think I got 60 to 70% of it in like 6 weeks.
Yes. Crazy. Yeah,
but your subconscious mind starts thinking of ways to get there. And so that's why I say you got to set goals. You got to stack and be in stack mode because your mind and you start attracting people that'll help you. Like I attracted Steven. So he's like my brother for life now, man. So
and yeah, I think that's very, that's super important Steven. What you just said shout with Steven too. Like surrounding yourself with people who push you, like with you being like you guys kind of created that. I talk about things being an echo chamber, right? You guys created your own ecosystem to push each other forward. Do you think you would have been able to make that same amount of money and get 70% of your savings goal in 6-7 weeks without?
I'm not super competitive, man, but I am competitive if a brother's like putting his wins in my face and you know bragging and stuff. So he's like, yo, I'm at 1,000 today. I'm at 1,800 today or whatever. I'm like, I'm not gonna let you just stun on me. You know what I mean? I gotta turn up. So I'm like, I'm at 1,200 by the end of the day. I beat you. I'm at 2,200 for the day or whatever. So that pushed me and that brother, it created brotherhood and it's healthy competition. So, cause sometimes it's not healthy. You know what I mean? It's like people putting people down and shit like that. That's not my style. I like to uplift people, empower people. And so yeah, bro, I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. That's why I say he's my brother for life, man. He changed my life, man. So.
Steven changed my life too. He the reason I jumped off the porch with the IA shit though.
And what's so, IA, man, for clarity? Insurance
adjusting, right? Yeah. So independent insurance adjusting, to be specific. So yeah, I remember I had my license since 2019. And I got on a space where Steven was actually just talking about it. And he was like, yeah, man, I had somebody make $100,000 in 6 months. I was like, wait a minute, my nigga, what you mean, dog? He was like, yeah, like it's like that.
It's like that.
And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go with it. And then ever since then, like I've been turned up. And as they was telling you, my recent deployment is really good. I'm making like 14 bands a month off of that shit.
What? Say that again?
Like 14 bands.
Say, lean
month.
To the mic. Yeah,
like 14 bands a month.
I love that, man. I love that, bro. That's dope. That's dope, man.
Definitely the IA world is definitely a motherfucking like I think I was telling you this prior to getting on camera, like definitely is a lucrative opportunity for a lot of people to just get started. And whenever you talk about stacking, it's a good way to start stacking. I think a lot of times people, we talk about making more money and it's a common thing a lot of people will tell us. They'll be like, man, I want to do this, I want to do that, but they don't want to make a change to start making more money. And like sometimes you gotta hop out a different field and go into a different thing, something that's gonna be more lucrative. Like you're a realtor, if you want to get into real estate, Paris made a great example. He like, bro, you want to get in real estate, you like, I don't have the money to buy a property. Go get your real estate license. Pay $1,200. Work your ass off. Close 2-3 deals. You going to have your down payment right there. But most of us, like, we always want to skip the work part, I think, a lot of times when it comes to getting to the increase part. They just want the... They spoils. Want the spoils, but they don't want to do the work for it.
Like Tim said, they want the cherry on top, but they don't want the cake.
Man, a lot of people overlook opportunity because it looks too much like hard work. Mm. I like to say that. Or I think Thomas Edison said, like, a lot of people avoid opportunity because it looks like overalls. Back then, they wore overalls. People working
yeah.
hard. So that's why he said that. But yeah, man, you gotta do the work, man. And on the other side of consistency and work, that's the spoils, bro. That's where you get the wealth, man. And yeah, I love what y'all are doing. I love and I just want to say this too. That stacking, me looking at this property and how it's about to change my life, because I'm gonna be halfway to my financial freedom goal, where I don't have to ever work again. I'm retired once I close on the deal. But I'm just grateful that I had Steven. I'm grateful that I was committed. I'm grateful that I did that stacking, because now I'm like, wow, I can afford this, you know, commercial deal. And people are gonna send you more deals. I'm gonna start raising money after this and buying more apartments. And that credibility is there because you own them. You own a 14 unit. You know what I mean? You're already doing it. So yeah, man, just make the sacrifice. All my brothers out there, make the sacrifice.
One thing that I did want to speak about, like, just on the podcast in general, is sometimes people see you in this winning season, right? Oh, and they're like, they start to compare themselves, right?
Right.
So something deep that I always, yeah, something deep that I joy. Always think about, though, is being in your season, right? Mm-hmm. Life has seasons. Yep. The actual weather has seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about it, right, the time of spring going into summer, yep. you can do anything to grass. You can do anything to a plant. It's still going to keep on growing,
it's
right?
Grow. It's that season.
So you got to realize that sometimes you have to be in your season, and it don't matter what life throw at you, whatever. Like, you're going to keep on growing, but sometimes you have to go through fall and winter as well, right?
Not sometimes, and every time.
Exactly.
Winter is right. always come.
Winter is always going to come. Yep. It might not come for 1 year, 2 years, yep. 3 years,
it's gonna come.
But it's going to come. And those are the times where you have to be pressed down and you have to really be hardened so you can get to that next level of growth. And I think sometimes people often compare themselves, like, wow, that person is in their season, they're taking off, they're doing all of these things, and they too often get distracted and they start comparing themselves. Like, why am I not doing this? Because you got to realize this is not that season that you're in. So I'm glad that you brought that up, bro. Like, it just really just struck something in me.
Man, that's so deep, because I want to repeat, like, I'm 32 years old, right? I don't know how old you guys are.
I'm 28, bro.
Y'all young. I mean, we all young, but, like, a lot of people that are killing it, they're benefiting from these podcasts and all that. I didn't have this when I was 10 years ago. Earn Your Leisure, Black Belt Renaissance, all this stuff didn't exist. It was my pops and maybe Jay Morrison before the controversy. But it was just that. It was that. That was it. I gotta do the disclaimer, right? but you got to realize, like, I'll give an example. I tried to be a realtor, I think, like, 6 years ago. I was door knocking in the heat. People turned me down. Why do I want to work with you? I created a brand where I help people close on deals through my education. And then people came to me and then I could use it. That was 6 years later. Man, with the multi-unit in LA, man, I almost gave up. I'm the oldest sibling. I'm the one that's enthusiastic, go-getter. My brothers had to come and inspire me. I was about to go get an apartment. I was about to quit because I put in over, like, 25 offers. And they don't show you that. They don't show when you crying on your birthday because you lost a deal. You don't see that on the podcast. You just hear the glory. Even this 14 unit, I was in escrow in this 14 unit earlier in the year, but I was too green. I thought I saw everybody getting 30% cash on cash return, 25% cash on cash return. I thought out the gate I should be getting that kind of profit. I walked away from the deal. Then after I got experience seeing what was out there, I said, wait a minute, this is a bomb ass deal. I could add value, and in year two, year three, I could come up. So I posted every day for 365 days on my brand. And that's how y'all started reposting. I posted every single day, sometimes more than once a day, twice a day. I was doing a campaign telling people you got to post 2-3 times a day.
Consistency.
So it's like people don't see that part of it. And in terms of the jealousy, I know people that make 25 grand a month. I had a boy who started with me, a white dude. He had a wife, and now he got the Tesla, the X7 BMW, the primary residence in Scottsdale, all kind of properties. But I told myself, I'm going to be happy every time you close on a property because I'm up next. I hadn't had the triplex yet. I didn't have a 14 unit yet. But I said, if he can do it, I know I can do it. And I had to keep that positive mindset. And it was years. And he was just closing. Him and his wife closed. They smiling, retiring. This and I'm like, man. And I just,
Instead of hating, you clapping.
Man, I'm clapping. Congratulations. Like, my time is coming. I gotta stay down. So don't compare yourself. And that's why I don't follow a lot of people. And I'm be straight with y'all. I got a lot of people muted on the timeline. Some of the people I follow, they muted on the timeline. It's love, because in person, y'all not muted. I follow y'all. It's love. But a lot of people, it's muted because you get distracted. And people don't post when they down. They only post the highlights.
Facts.
That's
a fact.
It'll get to your mental health, man. You gotta stay down. Don't compare yourself unless you're saying, I'm learning from them. They're inspiring me, and your time will come. It's like if you plant the seed and you nurture it, it has to grow, man. It has to grow. It's the law. It's universal law. So if you stick to it, you'll come up, man. That's it.
If you look for it, every day has cause for celebration. Celebrate a friend for their promotion, baby, wedding, life thing. Celebrate yourself for keeping the couch warm. It's no easy feat, especially if it's a big couch. Or maybe you just want to celebrate living in 2023, where you can get beer, wine, and spirits delivered from Drizzly in under 60 minutes without leaving said couch. So download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizly.com and get your favorite drinks delivered today.
Love it, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, so, sorry, we just had to go off on tangent.
I love your show. I love it, though. Yeah. I love it, bro. But so one thing I did want to ask you about, this has been talk of the town news lately, the Bank of America 100% financing loan that they're coming in, no down payment for low-income communities. I want to get your thoughts on that.
So I think it's called the Community Affordable Loan. They just released it, announced it on August 30th, right? What's today? September 4th. So it's been like 4 or 5 days. No down payment, no closing costs in Dallas, Charlotte, Los Angeles, and I think Detroit and Miami. I think I got all the cities. The thing is that 100% finance, meaning you don't have any skin in the game. It's 100% down, covered. I should not say 100% down. 100% of the loan and closing costs is covered by another entity. That has been around for a long time. A lot of cities offer that. The NACA program offers that. Bank of America has pledged $15 billion towards that program with NACA. So they've been doing it for a long, long time. This is kind of like, if I'm being straight, it's like optics. They have stolen so much fucking wealth from our community over the years, through redlining, through predatory lending, where people who are ESL, our elderly grandmothers. People talking about don't sell grandmother's home. Bank of America been stealing our wealth, man. And another thing is we own in some of the best neighborhood, best cities. It's always a black neighborhood within 10 minutes from downtown, 15 That's minutes from fact. Downtown. Philly, New York, LA, Dallas. Any city you go to, Dallas, Chicago, it's us. San Francisco, Oakland, we there. But we don't value our neighborhoods. Ours is the hood, the ghetto, all that.
Because our shit don't look like what they shit look like, because we don't take care of our shit the way we should.
And we not then
whenever they gentrify and make it look like what it's supposed to, then that's whenever we get fucked out of our wealth.
And so to speak specifically to the program, I think it's a good program. A lot of people are saying that it's reverse redlining, because why is it just keeping us only in our neighborhoods? But if you don't want to use that program, it's other programs you can use. You can use the NACA program. You don't have to
use it.
Yeah, you can use it. You don't have to buy in a predominantly black neighborhood or predominantly Latino neighborhood. But my question is what's wrong with a predominantly black neighborhood? Inglewood, now it's actually predominantly like Latino. But my side, where my triplex is, it's predominantly black. There's nothing wrong with a predominantly black neighborhood, right? You just want to buy along the path of gentrification and progress. You want to make a wise investment. The numbers have to work. But there are some limitations to it. So you can buy multifamily, meaning you can buy a duplex, triplex, or four unit. They also are offering a $15,000, between $10,000 and $15,000 grant on, in addition to the down payment like being covered, so you can walk in with equity. And if you walk in with equity, that means you're not underwater, or you're less likely for being underwater. And what that means is that, say, the property value goes down, but your mortgage value is still above what you owe, is still above what it's worth, then you're technically underwater. So that helps getting that little bit of grant, that little bit of equity. What I would say is for people to just wait for more details to come out about the program, because a lot of people are saying, oh, there's you actually have to put 5% down if you're getting multifamily. It's not no down payment. It's actually they just give you 10 to 15 thousand. So it's a lot of confusion about what's, you know, what the program is offering. Some people are saying, some people are criticized saying, where was this program when the rates were at 3%? Now that the rates are almost at 7%, they want to offer it to black people. They want to offer it to Latinos.
I didn't even think about that part of it.
What happened during the pandemic when it was 2%? Y'all should have been giving out no down payment. We would have been running up and locking in 2%, 3%. But now it's doubled, which could add anywhere between 100 to like 500 to your monthly payment. Now y'all want to offer it in just in black neighborhoods. And so, you know, there's some critique around it. But my thing is, like, ownership is key. If they can get, if you can get into a multifamily, even a single family, and you can own that baby and it's no down payment, I'll say rock with it.
Because guess what you're doing? Living rent free.
There you go, man.
I love your fucking brand name. I ain't gonna lie, it's just amazing.
Had to lock it in, man. Had to lock it in.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate you sharing that, because, like, whenever we shared it, I noticed the criticism, and I was like, damn, bro. I understand that, like, Bank of America may have a troubled history, but I think a lot of times with our people in our community, we try to find problems with everything before we even try to learn more about it. And like Jalen and me said, we personally, and a nigga told me this at the event yesterday, my boy Derek, we're going to have to get Derek on the pod soon.
Scotty told me I was bullshitting at the beginning of the year.
That nigga Derek told me, see, he looked at me dead in my soul. Just read that, man. He said, boy, you're bullshitting. He said,
he cold with it.
He said, you don't own no property.
You bullshitting.
You bullshitting.
14K a month? You ain't got no property? You got property?
No, not yet.
You bullshitting.
Bullshitting. And it's
bullshitting.
I can say that to you honestly on this podcast. I want to say this to people because, like, we looking at this and it's like, bro, they got programs like this and they got all these things that we can take advantage of. And people like us, we sit here and we learn from people like yourself. But if we don't take the fucking initiative and the opportunity to take advantage of shit, what the fuck are we really doing here?
Gotta take action, man.
At the end of the day.
And not to get on you, Jalen, but.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you bullshitting.
I already know, bro.
I take it with a, like, I take it with my heart. I'll be honest,
like, so I had to rebuild and get to a point where I can become lendable again.
And it's your journey.
Because, yeah, it is a different journey, but I know I was bullshitting. So. Hey, I've taken the steps that I need to, and I have been putting myself in a position to get my property and shit together.
And I love that. It's nothing wrong with getting into position. Because I don't tell a lot of my story, but like I said, my dad sold coke. My mom passed away when I was a teenager. I didn't have a lot of foundation. Some of these people, I know some of these gurus and stuff like that. Both their parents, doctors. They grew up, went to top schools. Life was easy, you know what I mean? And so I don't compare myself to people that got wise with booming businesses, people that got parents that went to Stanford, UCLA, Harvard. I just played my cards and ran it up. And that's it. And so not to, you know, we putting pressure on you. But each journey is different. And it's okay to say, you know what I always say? Thank you to Nipsey Hussle because he taught us that it's okay to take the long way.
Hell yeah.
Because I had to take the long way.
The
marathon continues. I had to take the long way, man. I wasn't born rich. I didn't have all these opportunities on that. I took the long way. And I'm still wealthy. I'm still building wealth. I'm still doing my thing. So it's nothing wrong with taking a long way, y'all.
Appreciate love it, bro.
Thank you for giving these gems this game. So you got any other particular questions you want to get into?
Not right now.
I say, man. Mark, I want to ask you to the last. Yeah, my favorite question, brother. So, what's a personal finance tip or principle that you live by that you want to share with our audience?
Personal finance tip. I say buy your first property before you buy your first luxury car. And not just property, an income producing property, a multifamily property. Get your duplex, triplex, four unit before you get that luxury car. Because the wealth is building in the background. You're getting cash flow, appreciation. And you can get the whip. Right now I really want to get an Audi, man. That's my dream car. But I gotta close on the apartment buildings, man. I gotta get the apartment buildings and then we'll focus on the Audi.
I like that.
Which Audi?
I'm not sure yet. I wanna get S5 or Q5. I'm not sure which one I'm gonna get. So
I like
that. I've been test driving.
So I've been driving his Beamer, bro.
Oh, yeah, y'all rich. I'm not as rich as y'all.
No.
I'm glad that we on this conversation, though, because I can speak from experience in the fact that buying a property before a luxury car is always smart. I bought this car specifically for the reasons to do Turo, right? But cars are depreciating assets, and cars have mechanical issues that's going to cost you. A rental property, at the very worst come to worst, you buy a rental property and shit starts breaking and it appreciates in value. You can borrow against the fucking value of that property to fix it. You can't do that with no car.
Mm-hmm. Sure fucking can't.
You can't do that. And so what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And I would say and agree with that. Like, mm-hmm. buying a car to do Turo, don't get me wrong, it's still a good idea. Cool. You can make cash flow, but that appreciation piece is where you're not building wealth.
That control, that ownership, man, it's priceless, man. Even the tax benefits. I didn't even talk about all the tax benefits. So many tax benefits in real estate. That's how Donald Trump didn't pay. How much he paid? $1, $4 or something shit like that?
I know that crazy. That last tax play he did.
It was cold blooded.
That motherfucker cold blooded.
I'm talking about the on the golf course. Yeah, buried his wife.
That's a cold blooded.
You didn't see where he buried his wife on the golf course?
No, not his wife. He buried his ex-wife.
I say buried his wife. I thought she was still living.
Nah, buried his ex-wife on the golf course.
What?
So it's for now considered, it's considered a cemetery. So it's tax-free. So he doesn't have to pay taxes on that land no more.
He cold blooded with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga crazy.
But you could do the same thing and get on the other side of the cash register. So, I can't emphasize enough. Please own real estate, man. It's just life changing. So,
like you said, depreciation, appreciation, all that shit.
Yeah. So, I got my three questions.
Okay.
Are you frugal or a flexer?
I'm more frugal, man. I like to flex with assets and having money to spend. I like discretionary income. So, I like tipping heavy. I like, you know, check picker up or like buying stuff for my lady or my family or whatever. I like that. But not like material flossy stuff, man. This is a Fossil watch, cost me like $100. You know, I got the chain tuck. I'm just chilling, man. I don't flex like that. Yeah.
That's a bet.
Hi, everyone. Jazzy Bell here from Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And if you're a fan of music, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Woman in Hip Hop Podcast, a show that focuses on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And is brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
There are a million apps out there, but how many of them deliver alcohol? And how many of those have a sweet bear logo? Exactly. Which is why you should try Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. Let's see your flashlight app do that. Download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
Second, how are you building wealth for your future generation or to leave a legacy?
The main thing, man, is the real estate and getting my mental health stuff right, man. Like,
that's important.
Because if I'm emotionally balanced, I can get with my lady. She's emotionally balanced. And you could be there. Because you can buy all the properties in the world and not have a relationship with your kids. Mm. They hate you. You're not building right. So those two things, like the emotional, mental health, spiritual side strong, and then the money, you bulletproof, man. Gucci.
I love it. So, last question. Do you have life insurance?
Yes, I don't have enough though. Yeah, I don't have enough. It's about a $300,000 policy, which I know I feel like embarrassed because I know y'all into the $1 million policies. Y'all promote all that. But the reason why this is why is that like my beneficiary is my younger brother. He's an engineer. So he's going to be my business partner and I trust him with everything. So on all my stuff, you know, will and testimony, all that shit, it's all in his name. So he's learning property management, stuff like that now. So anything, if I pass away, he gets everything. But I don't have children. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to go crazy with paying every month towards life insurance if I don't have nobody to pass it to. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's getting the $100K in the brokerage. He's getting a 14-unit. He's getting the triplex.
Beneficiary on all
he's
that.
He's getting everything. So I tell him too. I'm like, you the one, man. So make sure you stay, keep your head on straight.
You're going to be around for a long time. But I do enjoy having this conversation still because I think it's something that us as a community, we kind of shy away from. Mm-hmm. We look at it as death insurance always. It's like, it's not always just death insurance. It's benefits to owning life insurance policies.
And I know it's like infinite banking. That's why I said I don't know that much.
Oh, yeah.
I just said 300. I throw my hands up.
Nah, bro. I mean,
I don't know.
But like,
much about
still,
it.
Even that, it's good, that you have it in the first place.
And you know what? I have that. I told my brother, like, use that to pay down the mortgage. Because we got other assets to cover, like, you know, mm-hmm. like a funeral or stuff like that. You don't have to worry about that. But in terms of like what you inherit, this will be long term. Always think long term. Don't sell it. Learn how to manage it, operate it. You'll be Gucci. So
that's it. Mark, let them know where they can follow you, where they can keep in touch.
Is the camera still on me?
Yeah, let them know where they can purchase the courses.
If they're trying to be a member of the mentorship, how can they get involved?
So follow me on Instagram, Living Rent Free. So it's Living Rent Free, no G, LIVIN Rent Free. So @Living Rent Free on LinkedIn. You can find me as well, Mark Jones. Twitter, Living Rent Free, with an underscore at the end. Click the link in the bio. All the information is in there. I do webinars every week, free webinars. And then you have my course. I plug my course crazy online for my followers because I give value. They already know I'm there to give them value. But on podcasts, I don't talk much about it. But I have a highly rated course where people learn from, they go from beginner to owning 4 units in cities like, you know, Harlem, cities like Los Angeles, Oakland, Dallas.
Places where they say it's too expensive to buy.
It's impossible, right? And even cheap places. I mean, Chicago, Indiana, Ohio. One of my students in Philly bought a triplex. Now she just bought a 7-bedroom house this week. Sheesh. People own in Orange County. So that's like really expensive. I was telling them earlier, Kobe, you know, Kobe lived, rest in peace, lived in Newport Beach. So it's like an expensive area. Again, Los Angeles, Inglewood, fucking anywhere. Basically, if it's an American state or city, you could buy there. And I've had students that have purchased there. Only place I haven't had students buy is Hawaii, which is really expensive. But DC, South Carolina, North Carolina, everywhere, man. So if you want to get the course, want to get the game, and it's affordable, again, tap in with the course.
For sure, for sure.
Appreciate you.
Well, Mark, brother, I want to say thank you so much, man, for coming through in Dallas.
Thanks for having me, man.
Great to finally connect in person. This is always a pleasure anytime I get to meet somebody that online that, like, I didn't even think about it. Like you said, whenever you first started the brand, I was a supporter. Didn't even know it, bro. But, like, It's great to always make these connections with people who are doing things that are really benefiting the community. So I definitely appreciate you coming through. And before we get up out of here, man, get some house cleaning items. Ayo, blackmensummit.com. I know Mark spoke directly to our young brothers. All us brothers, man, look, we got to be focused. We got to be really focused on building.
Time to get your shit together.
It's time to get your shit together. October 22nd in Dallas, Texas, we doing the Black Men's Summit. Black Wealth Renaissance, Black Men's Wear, Black Man Can, and the Dad Gang. 4 black men-led organizations that are actively working to change the narrative of what it looks like to be a black man in America.
Not even what it just looks like, what it's like to operate as a black man.
Let's
in
go.
America as well.
You're right. We are putting together a one of a kind event. This ain't gonna be your typical seminar where you just sitting down listening to niggas talk all day. This is gonna be an event that's gonna be one to remember.
You'll be able to walk away with actionable items to really implement into your life as well.
That's a fact. And all we saying is that tickets are on sale, early bird tickets right now. They're $100 and the price will go up. So we highly, highly, highly suggest that you go to blackmensummit.com. Again, that's blackmensummit.com and get your ticket before them bitches go up in price. That's all I'm going to say.
Y'all miss Black Wealth now. Don't play yourself again.
Don't play yourself twice. You play yourself. Fool me, can't get fooled again. That's all I got to say. But
I got a few things I want to get into as well. As always, I want to say thank you to all of the listeners. Appreciate y'all for tapping in, week out. Make sure y'all leave us a 5-star rating and review. I need that. Just leave us something. Let us know what y'all think about the podcast. Make sure y'all tap into us on YouTube if you want to see the visuals as well. Also, make sure y'all donate if y'all want to support the show.
Man, we need a studio,
guys. We are focusing
guys.
On our studio at the end of this year. So we're focusing on building us a studio, focusing on bringing in more creatives, and really just taking our team to the next level. Y'all have been rocking with us since 2019. It's 2022, and we still going up. Just got the Revolt deal, and we're taking it to the next level.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that.
That's dope.
That's all I got, though. So until next time, this is Black Wealth Renaissance signing out. Peace.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.